What's going on, button mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty the Vol.
And welcome to episode 6 of the SBR Reports podcast. Nintendo don't do that again. I'm so proud of that title, by the way.
You know what? I made the title last time, so you be proud of that.
I am. I will wear my dad hat with pride today.
We should really hire outside title makers.
And our first story is about the long-awaited Shenmue 3. We have a trailer for it, and it was mixed, and it was met with mixed results from the same people, actually, which was strange. I mean, you had one person was like, this trailer's really bad, and the other one was like, well, actually, it's not.
This is how I picture it happening in the office. It's like, oh my goodness, this is trash. And then someone just tips their fedora and goes, well, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, considering the fact that...
it's Kotaku.
Okay, well, I was actually going to say, given the picture of the person who wrote the piece afterwards, do they really look like they wear a fedora?
Hey, fedoras have no gender. They just have the same title.
Oh, man, I just remember that really bad time I was wearing a fedora. But anyway, so Luke Plunkett of Kotaku was writing about just how terrible the Shenmue 3 trailer was, basically saying that this is supposed to be a PS4 game, but it really looks like it had PS2 level graphics. I actually had to agree with Heather Alexander on this one, who wrote the piece shortly after, saying that the trailer was actually okay. Miss Duvall?
You know, I'm gonna...
yeah, there's gonna be a whole lot of that feeling about this one. It's just kind of like,
okay, here's my thing. I'm that person who loves playing pretty games. And if I'm going to be staring at a character for 74 hours or more, I need something that doesn't look like they just got hit in the face by a brick.
Okay, he doesn't look like he got hit in the face with a brick. I will say that his features are a little flat.
Okay, fine. Yes. He got hit with the semi-ugly stick.
But it still is... It's pretty... but
the background is beautiful.
Yes, the background is beautiful.
The water flows perfectly.
I haven't looked that much into it, but
I watched this enough time to form my opinion.
That's unfortunate. but what I will say though is, based, I would say it's a few levels down from Devil May Cry 4. Actually, now Devil May Cry 4 is a different game. It's action. Like, you're going to be moving around and punching and jumping and kicking and slashing and shooting your way to defeat whomever. But this has, I guess it's a little softer, though I definitely see how rigid it is. I mean, just looking at the replaying GIF on the first Luke's article.
Dude's face did not move. No matter how much either of them punched each other, their faces were flat. Their faces were uncharacteristic. It bugged me. It bugged me so much.
That's the face of a warrior. That is the face of the tiger.
Okay, I need... no. Wow. This is a weak-ass tiger.
But I will agree. It does not hold to the standards that most PlayStation 4 games are coming out with, especially with this huge, 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 huge push for everything being 4K. I could care less.
And not to mention, it had a budget of $6.3 million from crowdfunding alone.
Okay, but you and I both know that we cannot count on a game to be good, whether it's gameplay, story, or graphics, based off how much money was put into it.
I can still be mad about it.
Oh, of course you can be mad, but I don't want to count this game out just because of that. I kind of want to see just a little bit more. Not to mention, this is still in development. It could get better. It could do what we wish E3 would do for us and actually surprise us happily with things and not, you know, be pre-rendered footage.
I think that's my other issue with the gaming world nowadays.
Everything's what? pre-rendered and fake, and it's not necessarily what you get when you open up the box or download it after your 6 hours of installing.
It's like, oh, here's this thing that's not completed, but hey, let me show you this thing anyway. And it's just kind of like, can you focus on actually finishing it and then making it good? Because your marketing sucks.
I will agree that the marketing is not the best. Though, and I feel like I'm taking on my friend Drummy with this, playing the devil's advocate, would you be more upset about getting nothing until the end? Would you be better with getting nothing until the end versus seeing the progress, especially progress of your crowdfunded dollars?
I think that will depend on the game, and if I bother crowdfunding it, then I guess, I don't know.
But you want to know what your investment is up to.
I want the game.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is, with this specifically being a crowdfunded game, people don't want to pull a Mighty Number 9 and release a flop. So let's at least show them something. And I gotta say, yes, though the last line of the first, I'm gonna say, Shenmue 3 Slam piece was, this is a PS4 game. Yes, but I would also put a little addendum. This is a unfinished PlayStation 4 game. It could get better. I would love to be optimistic about this. I don't remember much from Shenmue, except I wish I still had my Dreamcast somewhere around here. But
oh god, you sound old.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shush, Maui. What I was going to say was, though I don't really have many memories with this game, as I didn't really have much time with my Dreamcast, I still have hopes for it based off the trailer. It does look pretty, so at least as a story-based game, I'm not going to expect to see each individual hair off of his head or the sweat to fly off of his brow as he punches, you know, random guy number 72 because he looked at his girl funny.
I am going to say what I said and hold everything else until the game is completed because, again, I have mixed feelings about, you know, seeing unfinished product and then the games come out worse than what the unfinished product was, or better. Hopefully it'll be better, but I'm not holding my breath.
You know what? Okay. I'll, you know what? We'll take that as, just like the two writers for Kotaku had their differing opinions on it, Ms. Duvall and I can have that as well. But that leads me to my next wonderful topic, because awesome segue was awesome. So, GameStop wrote an article about the fact that Overwatch is going to make a major change to D.Va. And I am actually quite happy about this. She is one of my favorite tanks.
I have no idea how to play this game, but go ahead!
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. So... basically, what they're trying to do is they want to avoid nerfing D.Va, but the developers of Overwatch don't want people who play D.Va to rely so heavily on her defense matrix because it kills a lot of ults. Any projectile based ult is gone. Obviously, so if you're charging in front of Hanzo and Hanzo's about to release his dragons, you just simply, you know, throw out your defense matrix before the dragons have a chance to materialize. Oops, yep, there goes your ultimate. Oh, Zarya, you're going to try to do a Graviton Surge? Nope, no you won't. That was cute. Like, just the fact that D.Va, with the limited time that it has to use her defense matrix, can basically just shut down so many, just so many ults, especially Pharah's and McCree's. Well, those poor Pharah's never been able to finish their sentences. It's a shame. But with this new ability, micro missiles, basically, as explained by Goodman, it launches a long salvo of small missiles that explode on impact, dealing damage in a small radius around them. The combination of these changes allow her to play more aggressively and deal more damage at the cost of being able to defense matrix as often as before. Defense Matrix still remains an extremely powerful tool when timed correctly, but the reduced uptime means D.Va won't be able to won't be able to use it nearly as often overall, which simply translates to, so they have to fence Matrix time so that you don't get a chance to use it as often, with the ability to shoot your micro missiles and your regular gun while charging. D.Va can be even more annoying, being one of the most, I want to say, versatile and mobile tanks. And to be mobile and a tank, like, you don't have to be Reinhardt with a big hammer. And no, the hammer is not my penis. But you can still annoy the hell out of people.
Oh. You have lost me so much, Mr. Gamer.
Okay, you need to just go to Oval. Just go to Reddit and read. Just, come on.
Isn't Reddit where the mean people go?
Okay, it's the internet. Mean people are everywhere. You know this. You're my PR.
This is why I just stay on Twitter.
I'll make sure not to tweet that one thing I'm thinking about.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, speaking of bullies, it turns out that Sony doesn't want to play well with people. And
oh, that was a beautiful segue.
See, that one was actually good. Ha ha, 200
So
points.
Anyway, Sony, how do you enunciate this article, these people's name?
Ars Technica.
Ars, I thought it said Arsh. Anyway, Ars
Sweet Celestia.
Technica pretty much wrote an article speaking about how Sony essentially is not playing fair when it comes to cross-console play.
Because they don't have to, because they own the largest market share. They sold the most consoles. That instantly means that we're better than everyone. And the excuse that we like to give everyone is we're trying to protect our audience. Let me make sure I'm getting that.
Think of the children.
Yeah, thank you. Who is going to possibly think of the children? They want to shield the external influence from younger players. And for this particular game, Ark Survival Evolved, which is a game that was on Steam for early access for, I want to say, somewhere around 2 years. It's already rated T for teen, so exactly what younger audience are you trying to protect? I believe that you first ran into this, Sony, when you wanted to do
Minecraft.
Not only Minecraft, Rocket League.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with all that? It's Rocket League. How violent does that actually get?
Or were they more concerned about people speaking into mics like in Call of Duty style, going like, ha ha ha, I did your mom, make me a sandwich. I really hope not, because let's be real, most of those dude man bros probably are on Xbox, but really, who cares at this point? A 5-year-old has said worse to me.
But
a 5-year-old caught me fat. Do you know how harsh it is to hear that from a kid?
Well, there are many things that I could possibly say about kids, but considering the fact that Mr. Gamer's mom listens to this podcast, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, shit.
You are amazing at this.
I forget your mom listens to this. I mean, on the bright side, she don't even got my number, so I don't even got to worry about getting yelled at. Don't give her my number, Mr. Gamer's mom. Don't. I love you.
You know that hole? You know that shovel that you have?
Anyway, Sony is just...
I don't know what's... Okay, so I guess now Sony's a little bit big for his britches, because, I mean, as I previously stated, they own the biggest market share. They've sold the most consoles. They are now the big console on campus. So... I guess I'm trying to understand what's the problem. Oh, wait. Mr. Ball, I know. It's money. It's always money.
Money is such a beautiful word.
Yeah. And I guess because I'm a Sony pony, I will admit it. I'm
mad that rhymes and you're a brony. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Dear
yes.
Celestia. Oh, crap.
Yeah, see, it's congratulations. I'm so glad that you caught on, Miss Duval. But anyway, I'm a Sony pony. I love the PS4. I'm not getting that PS4 Pro because why would I? I don't really care about getting anything in 4K, and I'm completely fine with that. Unfortunately, you know, Xbox just doesn't have the library for me, but I do like the fact that Xbox is playing well with others. I guess we have to wait till someone knocks Sony down a peg until that happens.
You know what would be funny? And Nintendo just comes through and talks about, hey, Xbox, let's do this together. Let's say, screw you, Sony. This is our playground now.
If that were to actually happen, I think part of my brain would actually just go like, because that would not be the Nintendo that we know. That would not be, that would not be the, this is, Nintendo has a capability to kind of be like the Apple of the gaming world, where we will constantly make the same thing over and over again, but just kind of put a new twist on it. Like, you know, the 3DS, 3DS XL, the new 3DS XL, the 2DS, the new 2DS. Like, you know, you kind of see what I'm getting at here. And as wonderful as that would be for Nintendo to be like, you know, put their arm around Xbox and they just go flipping the biggest of the middle fingers to Sony, I highly doubt that that's going to happen. I really don't. I just...
What would Splatoon even look like on an Xbox? Come to think about it, Nintendo probably shouldn't do that, because Nintendo needs all the games they get exclusively.
Yeah, like let's build up that Switch library. Like that Super Mario Odyssey that's coming out pre-ordered.
October 27th.
Ordered. Oh, yeah. That.
You know what? Sony can kick rocks. Speaking of Nintendo, though.
Okay.
The whole reason this title is the title.
I wish I had.
You know what? Polygon's title for their article is perfect. It's...
Wait, did you just say Polygon and perfect in the same sentence without the word not?
Hey, so anyway, the title is, why is Nintendo so bad at this?
So, once again, I hope to no one's surprise that the NES Classic pre-orders were terrible. They were terribly planned, and
it was a hot dumpster fire.
But this specific part, I am not going to throw completely at Nintendo. I will give them crap, oh trust me, but I'm not going to throw this completely on Nintendo, because it was not their fault specifically that the orders went out before they were supposed to. That part is not on the fault of Nintendo. Now, the fact that Nintendo can't seem to get it around their tightly wound Mario-loving skull that your supply has not met the demand and that this is a problem. You want to make money, right? Not the scalpers, right? That's what you want, right? Also, wait, there's even more. Based on a forum post on NeoGAF, did you know that when the Amazon pre-orders were out, people could get multiple of them? It wasn't a limit one per person sort of deal. So that means that one person, who let's just say had a credit card limit of, I don't know, $5,000, and they happened to have it on their Amazon account, if they wanted to, they could get several. Literally several.
Nintendo don't. You know what? I don't think... Nintendo is playing off that freaking nostalgia, ooh, once-in-a-lifetime bullshit that it's just like, it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind so much because it's like, oh, you guys want this. It's old school. Here's your nostalgia back. And
When the N64 Classic comes out, you know it's only going to get worse.
Oh my god, everybody our age range.
And there we go.
Oh lord, because that was most of our first Nintendos.
The nostalgia bomb is just going to get bigger.
I think the 64 is...
Now, I'm not saying I would punch someone in the street to get one.
I'm going to knock over somebody's baby. I'm sorry.
Okay, see, Miss Duvall said that. Mr. Gamer. Now, if there happens to be someone...
I'll make sure the baby falls softly.
You know what? I'm really glad that my wife didn't just hear that. But anyway, as I was going to say, if it turns out that I can get an N64 Classic, I will. But I'm not going to fight a scalper. I'm not going to fight a bot. I'm not going to punch someone in the street for one. This is a request for you to make enough. I understand you have a limited production line. I understand that it's not as if you have...
But why?
Because I'm trying to see this from all angles. And the only thing that I can think of is they are creating other things besides the SNES Classic.
Again. But what's upsetting me is that they're not, it's not only this that they're screwing over, it's their Switches. It's their special, okay, fine, special edition 3DS is fine. Make that limited supply. But your freaking new generation console?
But Mr. Ball, you have, I'm pretty sure you've noticed, since they originally talked about the Nintendo Switch, the system that we own now, they've been playing the long con. No longer are they trying to keep up with everyone doing their own thing now. It's become significantly more of, okay, we'll give you a little bit. We'll give you a little bit. And you and I hate that, but you do have to see that it's unfortunately working.
It's working because it's Nintendo. Nintendo plays on people's nostalgia. I can easily get a Switch now because so many people have given up and think they just don't exist anymore.
Heck, if you wanted, you can get an NES, SNES, N64, whatever thing, and a Raspberry Pi if you wanted to.
But I think that's the thing that just been ups- has me, and Lord knows I love Nintendo. Nintendo is my casual gaming haven.
I mean, yeah, what was that one game that you told me to play on the 3DS?
Ever Oasis.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to play that. But that just has had me upset since they even announced the Switch and was talking about how it was going to be limited supply, because it's just kind of like, you have all this hype, but now you have so many disappointed customers. You have people who are still aiming to get it, but then you have people like me that it's just kind of like, I still really want it, but is it worth stressing over trying to get, you know?
And I'm feeling you, which is why when the NES and the SNES was like, oh, this seems really cool, but I'm just not, it's not something worth fighting about considering what I know is in there. I could either put on a Raspberry Pi, or hell, on my phone, if I wanted to. So at that point, it's like, why am I going to get all
this? I mean, hell, most people still have it. Like, I think the SNES was the only thing great about that was the selling point for people, was the Star Fox 2?
Yeah, Star Fox 2. Now, I'm not going to lie, if I can get GoldenEye, Banjo-Kazooie, and Tooie, Mario Kart on a N64
Classic. You
don't
like ukulele no more?
You mean that garbage? That hot dumpster fire garbage?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
You know what? Do you need a blanket?
No, I don't need a blanket.
Do you need a cup of cocoa?
No.
Do you want a root beer?
Maybe. Later. Anyway, but no. I don't want to talk about that dumpster fire Kickstarter thing that I regret supporting.
Good sir, are you triggered, though?
Yes! Yes, I am! I'm sorry! That was completely uncalled for!
Let's get back on topic.
But yes, the N64 Classic. If I get my hands on one, I will be a very happy gamer. But I'm not going to fight about it. I want them to just make more of it. Because you know people want it. You know that people will pay money for it. So why have them wait? Because you can? Don't be a dick like Sony, just because in Sony's position, they're the biggest right now. So they get to make the shots. I understand the long con game that you're playing, Nintendo. You don't want to do the AAA developer thing. You don't want to do what all the big kids are doing. Fine. Be you. But just give us a little bit more,
supply,
okay?
Supply your freaking demand, Nintendo.
That would be nice.
All I'm asking. It doesn't even have to. Also, get your retailers in line, because the whole thing with Walmart just boggled my mind.
Like, why is it that a GameStop would only have, like, five, like...
Eight. It had eight.
Oh, eight?
Eight. I read it. Eight.
Oh. We can't even get in double digits? Oh, why is that so? Why are you making it hard for us to give you our money? You guys have these emulators. You could theoretically, I realize, and this is all theoretical, make an unlimited supply of these emulators and ROMs.
Especially if you're going to become the nostalgia company, because that's what Nintendo is nowadays. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, they do release some good. They do release some good.
Oh,
good things.
Definitely. But that is far and few between. In between.
Okay, I mean, they didn't do like, you know, a Crash Insane trilogy of being, you know, the same old game, just updated graphics.
They didn't do that. Yeah, no, they just rehashed Mario and Yoshi consistently.
Yeah, because, you know, you put a Mario hat on anything, you know it's going to sell.
Yeah, and Yoshi's Yarn, Kirby even.
Okay. Kirby is cute, though.
Kirby is adorable.
Hi!
Don't ever do that again.
I think I do an amazing impression, thank you very much. But yes.
Your sass is way too high for me.
But anyway, I want Nintendo, I want to give you my money. Make more of your thing.
I want to give you Mr. Gamer's money.
What?
What?
And anywho, make it easier for me. Find another factory, get another contract. I realize that is significantly more difficult than just, oh yeah, let's just go make some more, because you have so many other things that you're working on. But people will gladly give you their money because they're obviously giving you money because they gave it to you once, maybe like over 10 years ago, buying that old cartridge that they still blow into. Though you really shouldn't be blowing into the cartridge. Please stop doing that. And they'll gladly do it again to play it on a bigger screen. Just come on. Throw us a bone here. Throw us a hat, a coin, a star, an egg, something.
It's like, they took the game, they made the game, the game's the dinner, and they gave all the retailers and corporations the best pieces of the turkey. And we got half, not even half, a quarter of a turkey boob, the driest part of it as well. It's like your consumer base is not getting the best deal out of this. The retailers are, though, because GameStop is just selling things in bundles now. I went in there to get a Switch, and I just want the damn Switch. And they're like, oh, pay $400+ and get all this stuff in a bundle. You can't buy it separately. Ha ha ha.
Which, I'm sorry, that's completely stupid. When I got Sonic Mania, I was actually kind of upset about the fact that the only way it looked like I might be getting a physical copy is with a collector's edition. And as much as I love Sonic Mania, I begrudgingly bought it for $20. Digitally. It isn't really a game that I want digitally. It's a game that I'm probably going to buy, flip, and then sell back. So I definitely understand the stupidity of bundling something. But once again, just like every corporation, it's about that money. And if we can force you to pay more, then that's exactly what they're going to do.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying, that Nintendo is definitely working more with the retailers and helping the retailers make more money, and thus making consumers pissed off.
Well, I mean, I believe that because Nintendo learned their folly, and they fixed it when they introduced the Switch and Breath of the Wild. I am trying to believe in them that when this system becomes available, when I say this system, I mean the Nintendo 64, because that will be one of the classic editions that I will try and get. And I'm just thinking much, much further ahead. What I will punch someone in the street to get is the GameCube Classic. You and I will fight.
Feel like you're just going to use me as a human meat shield, and I'm going to, like, have flails and be like, move out the way!
Like we will go Mike Tyson's punch out if they ever release the GameCube Classic. Now, I don't think they will, but the fact of the matter is, as you get closer to,
old GameCube at my mama's house.
Oh my goodness. Give me some Double Dash! Okay, but long story short, Nintendo, can you fix the pre-orders, please? That would be nice. I've got money. I will literally throw it at you.
Yeah, he has money. I'll throw his money at you. There's a theme here.
Yeah, I got it. Because right now, Steam, right now, you know, Steam and the PlayStation Store has got my money. I got money to spare. Just, you know, let me know when you want to, you know, play with us.
I mean, I don't buy games that often. Ever Oasis, though, is addictive, so... Hashtag, you need to play that game, Mr. Gamer.
Hashtag, it's on the list. But, with that, I do want to say that that is a very fine wrap-up. So, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty the Vol.
Signing off.